Go Loud. Unveiled with Niamh and Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome back to the latest episode of Unveiled. Unfortunately, it's my week to intro, so here we are.
It's you, baby.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe you need to like sing me in. That really calmed my nerves. Welcome back to the latest episode of our Musings and Ramblings. It's just me and you this week.
It is.
And I've took a lot of learnings from last week's episode.
You have?
Well, mainly I feel like I can't start fights with guests.
I know. I think you and Padraig are so familiar with each other that we'd like use our mates. So,
well, I don't know if we are after our death row squabble.
I know.
Or death meal squabble.
I'll be honest, I don't think you've ever come for me the way you've come for Padraig on the podcast. You were like, excuse me.
Yeah, I just thought there was a bit of house rules.
And then I actually was shaking in my boots. I was like, oh, fuck, maybe I need to have my co-host back here.
No, but you did.
Yeah, I did. But I was fair. I was totally diplomatic in the right way. I agreed with both of you. Like, he basically called out an Irish dinner.
It was a protein swap.
Literally.
Anyway, we kissed and made up. But that's I realise my triggers are death row meals. So just for a word of warning.
Or stew, for that matter.
Yeah. Sorry, someone texted me about a stew earlier and I was like, oh my God, is this my new personality trait now?
Your new Rita
Ora. And I
was
bubbling up over it. I was like, it's not even a discussion. Then I was like, I can't be fighting for stew.
Do you know?
There's more purpose in life.
Oh, 100%. And a hot soup.
Yeah. Well, my love, how was your week?
My week, honestly, I know we're going to be like talking about probably wedding stuff on a different stage as well, more in detail, but I can't believe it's 2 weeks to my wedding. I'm starting to panic a little bit, but over the silliest things, it's things I can't control and I won't ever be able to control. So what has me up at night is people's flights being delayed, people's flights being cancelled, people getting sick.
But it's a worry that it will happen.
It's a worry will happen. Yeah. And it's like this sense of anxiety that lack comes into me. I'm not joking. It's 20 past 12 every night. I look at my phone and it's 00:21 or 22.
Fuck.
And I'm like, hello again. We meet. So I don't know. And then it's like, I'm not worried about the weather because whatever, like, can't control the weather either. But it's just like these little things that are like weighing in on me.
I know.
And it's mad. And yeah. I can't believe it's 2 weeks away.
I know, but like, it's just...
Did you get your dress?
Oh, Jesus. You want to talk to me about stresses about your wedding? No, I'm only joking.
I haven't found a dress.
I am ordering dresses by the hour. I keep getting notifications of the deliveries around the day. It's like Russian roulette. I don't know what the fuck is coming in. I don't know what...
Oh, no, Ness, I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, I've been peppering.
You don't need to wear whatever colour.
No, I know, but at this point, I'm like, what? I just can't.
And I feel like you'd love black as well.
I know.
It's kind of shocking.
I know. So Niamh wants to... You tell them.
Okay, so basically, as you all know, I have 3 bridesmen, but I have the best group of friends ever. I've like...
Shout out to us.
Yeah, the 6 solids, and then I have 2 other gorgeous girls, Nessa and Sinead. And in a way, I wanted to like represent them, basically to wear black on my wedding day so they're mourning my single life. No.
Yeah.
It was more of like being like my unofficial bridesmaids, and I have my photographer set up to have a couple of photos taken and just be like the girls and like my unofficial bridesmaids moment. Because you are all my unofficial bridesmaids. I love you all so much. And
but we got none of the jobs, all of the glory.
Yeah, all the glories. Yeah. They'll all get a shout out probably in the speech, who knows. And then we'll get like a few gorgeous photos together, which I'll cherish and have blown up in my house. Jamie will be like, what about me? And I'm like, it's about my friends, actually.
But... I can't find a black dress that I like. The one, it's like a joke. All I ever want to wear is black and I cannot find one. Now, I have found one, I think.
Okay.
So I've ordered some, hoping.
Yeah, what about like House of CB or any of those kind of vibes? They're so expensive though, aren't they?
Well, I found one on Reformation. Which,
oh,
yeah, I
hello.
Know. But I'm trying.
Wow.
Mummy got her tax. No, I didn't. No. Mummy won't pay her
mortgage. Mummy got a bonus.
No. Well, I'm trying to justify it, right? Because I'm like, oh, I've got a wedding after your wedding in two weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Then I've got another one in June.
Oh, my God. And you've won this weekend as well.
I've won in 2 days.
Sorry, 2 days. Are you okay?
No, actually, do you know what? Something awful happened to me today.
Oh, no, babe.
No, Niamh.
What?
I don't even know if I can say it. It's so embarrassing.
Okay, say so you're in a safe space. Just me and the girls.
My fucking toenail fell off.
No, oh, no. No.
salon.
In the salon.
I want to die.
So what is it at this time of year? My toenail fell off this time last year with you in our gorgeous little hotel stay. That was so gross. But you in a salon.
I'm going to a wedding in Portugal in 40 hours. I don't have time, interest or money to find a closed toe.
No, you can't. You're going to have to get one of those fake toenails.
I have to get cosmetic surgery.
No, you can get one of those fake. You know, the stick-on nails. You can get stick-on toenails and just paint it.
So anyway, I was like looking at her and she was like, I was like, don't tell me.
What toe is it?
We can work. Fucking big one.
Oh, Jesus.
The big one.
God love.
The Beyonce of footwear. Okay. Like, so I've been battling with that all day. You want to talk about wedding stress?
Honey.
No.
Yeah, but, I have my toenail.
So she was like to me, she was like, when are you getting married? I was like, are you joking me? This is going to be how long this is going to be. So she was like, look, we can do an acrylic for Niamh's wedding. But she's like, that the one, forget about the one in Portugal. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to have to.
Oh yeah, you can get a little acrylic. And your toenails grow fast.
She told me it's going to take ages.
Oh,
it'd be a miracle if it's here for my wedding.
What?
Well, I don't know if she was
joking. Oh my God, it's obviously gone from the root.
Do you know what happened to it? You know, see, some people run marathons and lose their toe.
Yeah.
I lost that glitter box.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ages ago.
Somebody stood on it traumatically and it like was like a blunt trauma wound.
Mm.
And it's been on the road to recovery and it healed and then it detached today.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's been a lot for me to deal with. I don't really know where we go from there.
Okay, well, sending some support to you and your toe.
Is there any in this magnesium very hard, difficult time. I can take for this or something.
Nobody mentioned pedicures or anything about this.
And I'm obviously going to have to like move house now as well because I can't go back there to my local salon.
Oh, you can. That's where you form bonds, and babe. So yeah, like we're trauma bond.
I was like, is this the first time this has happened in here? And she's like, oh God, no. She's like, I knew exactly what was going on.
I was about to come off.
I was like, yapping away. And she's like, I was like, whoopsie. Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Oh, you poor thing.
Anyway, besides that, I had a power cut on Sunday.
Oh yeah, you texted us all. I thought you and Dave were on your way to
meet. I feel like it's my karma for going on loads about like Hurricane Milton. It was like, put me up for the test.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was it a storm actually that did it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. I need amenities to be okay. Yeah. And like.
I know.
We didn't even have a torch.
It's tough.
You know, like in the 90s and stuff, you're more equipped because like you're not as reliant on things.
I know.
There wasn't a torch in the gaff. The only light we had was our phones. That was dying.
I'll never forget in Donnybrook. Do you remember when my water went?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that was bad. Awful. Like, just not showering and even, like, brushing your teeth. Like, there was, like, no order.
How long did that go on for?
I think it was only, like, a couple of days. Well, like, I can't really remember. It was actually through a really hard time. Yeah, so it made that was a lot worse. There was a lot going on back then. But, it was awful. Now, so I can't get over the Hail Mary on your...
She's a yassified Mary.
Yassified. Talk to... So everyone, I'm sure you'll see in the videos coming out today when you're this in your ears. Or maybe you won't because Ness doesn't want videos today.
Yeah, it's like I'm in my rot ears.
I don't want it. You're incognito. Yeah. But just to be descriptive of it, there's like two crosses on either side and then like a Hail Mary saying her prayers.
But I think she's on like, it's kind of like Hispanic Day of the Dead vibe, I feel.
I feel like you're outside on Grafton Street asking people to join the Church of Ireland or something.
Oh, really?
You know the way they come? No, I'm joking.
I think it's...
There's so many people out there that, like, they're always like Jesus and Mass.
Yeah, but that's not the vibe I've got.
Well, it looks like it.
Right, well, no toenail, no hat. Perfect. Great day.
I'm joking.
I caught a moment of divilment today, but then I lost it. Looked out my window and I saw Louise Cooney had to put a pumpkin outside her house. And I was like, for one second, I was like, I think I'm going to kidnap it.
You were going to kidnap it?
The pumpkin, yeah, for the laugh.
That's never been more Niamh Cullen coded.
I know, I don't know.
In my life.
I got like surge of giddiness, but then I was like, oh, I'm not arsed to go down.
Oh my God, that would have been so funny.
I know, I still might do it.
I think you should.
But then I saw she had a story that like Jude picked it on, and then I was like, oh, I feel a bit mean, but he won't know. I'll give it back.
And honestly, Louise is fucking gas. She'll find that funny. She'll probably do something back to you.
I know.
She's a little giddy goat as
Frank
well.
Wars. But we took... Well, David took a bin in the storm, a port and storm.
Oh, but your bins have had a hard life on that road.
Guys, the only time she should be flat, she's standing up.
What?
Couldn't budge her in the storm.
The wind is obviously taking her in another
direction.
She knows
I've been talking shit about her probably on the pod. She's like, I can't make
it. Her bin. Is it brown recycling or the grey one?
Well, they all have had their moment. Yeah, they've all had their moment. But we took somebody's bin in refuge in the storm. And then David like has kind of kidnapped it. Like he's put it down our side entrance. This was Sunday. It's now Tuesday. He hasn't told them that we have it. So I was like,
what?
You need to put
Someone's
it in the group.
That they've robbed their bin.
I know. So he put it in the group and was like, hey. Hey, wave emoji, right? I was like, what the fuck? He was like, we have 190's bin. That was it. I was like, are you going to tell them where we live? Like, is this a game? Is this some sort of like a treasure hunt?
Oh my God.
I was like, hey, we live in blank. Like, this is where you can go get the bin. He was like,
I love how you're already assuming how they will receive the tone of the hey. Hey.
Well, it was like, hey. And it was like a boy wave emoji. It was so weird. I don't know.
So David.
Hey. Something in the air in our estate this week.
Well, on Halloween decorations, yeah. I went out. And actually, I didn't think I was going to decorate the house because in my head I was like, oh, it's a bit too close to the wedding. And it just in my head, I just didn't think of it. But anyway. Yeah, I had enough on kind of thing. But we went into Jervis and I was like, oh, I was like a kid to a candy shop. I was like, oh, Jamie, we'll have a look. And well, we had a standoff over a blow up Frankenstein. He was like, Niamh, it's going to be up for like a weekend. I was like, please, can we get it? So we compromised on a blow up Santa at Christmas. That's fine. So it didn't take the Frankenstein.
Okay.
But I did...
Play the long game.
Play the long game, yeah. So I got like these cobweb things that are like all over the fence. They're all over my trees. And then I got like these tombstones that like I've made like kind of crooked in the grass.
Stunning.
And have put like more kind of cobwebs over them. Three pumpkins outside. Large, medium, small. Great touch.
Have you carved them?
Oh God, no. No, no. That's pushing. No, yeah, that's pushing me now. I don't have time for that. But I will next year. And with the inspiration of this year, I've decided I think I'm going to be that family. I'm going to be that woman.
What?
That goes all out for seasons. Fall, Christmas.
Ah, Niamh. Autumn.
Autumn. Sorry. You know what? I've been on TikTok too much looking at the Upper East Side and it's like, oh, fall.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
I want to channel the Upper East Side next year.
Yeah, go for it. You'll be very popular with the...
And you best believe I've been onto my dad. He did our Christmas lights in like Donnybrook. And I texted him, I was like, Dad, this is the inspo. He's like, no problem, darling.
Why?
No problem, darling, he said. Full stop.
Send that to Jamie and be like, this is how I want to
do it. Jamie was just like, I'm going to let you just do your thing. Because I feel like all my friends have kids and we always do a Chris Kindle. So I've sent them the text and said, we're doing Chris Kindle of mine.
Oh, lovely.
I've bought a snow machine on Amazon.
And you probably had it already. Like.
No, I had it. I actually tried to bring it over, but I can't. You know what's it called? A fog machine or the steam?
Smoke machine?
Smoke machine. Can't bring it to Italy. Devo.
What would you need that for?
For like in the middle of the night.
When you're coming up the aisle.
Oh my God.
No, Niamh, no, you can't do that. Oh my God.
That's my walking up the aisle.
You should honestly go into like a party business or like even you like rent your equipment out because it seems you have a lot.
It was so funny. Some of my friends said the same. Like even with my wedding stuff, I find all the nicky-nacky bits. But you know what? No, I like doing it for myself and like I like doing it for my mates. So if you want your house done up this year for Christmas, I'm happy to.
You're going to hire yourself out?
Yeah. Oh, so the snow machine's on the way. Can't wait for Christmas. I'd love to be that house that people come see.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, there was a house where I lived up in Talla in Kilimana, and, like, he used to raise money because his house would be, like, decked in lights. Have you ever seen it?
I think I have. Like, there's a couple of houses like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to be kind of like that.
Wouldn't this cost a living crisis? Your electricity bill be through the roof.
I'd put them on. I'd be, like, between hours of 7 and 10.
Yeah.
That's it.
Prime.
They will have candles during the day.
Yeah. Yeah, fair. That's so fair. So are you going to like do trick-or-treaters?
Oh, yeah. And we've already bought stuff. Like Maltesers and the Mars Bars. I want to be the...
Premium stuff.
I want to be the premium stuff because whatever it was on when I used to go trick-or-treating, my mum and dad would be like, don't eat that apple. And I'd be like, why? It's covered in chocolate. And they'd be like, no, just in case. Or you know the people that give you like fucking peanuts.
So in Ireland, when I was growing up in the 90s, every bit of fucking fruit and nuts was booked on the road in protest. Like all the kids would be like, get that.
Yeah, you'd be looking at them being like, thanks so much. Or my sister used to never say thanks when she'd be given fruit. I'd be like kicking her. She'd be like, thank you. In deep like persuasion.
No, like it's loaded, I feel, when someone gives you an orange.
I know. And do you know what my favourite thing to get was? When they used to like bag a bag of sweets for you. and they'd be in a clear bag or a trick-or-treat bag, and you'd like empty it out. They'd be the ones that you'd say, you know, when you'd go home and you'd be like, okay, let's pour empty it out.
Yeah.
But me and my brother and sister used to corner each other off
yeah.
because my sister and brother were feral, honest to God. They used to just take all my stuff and they'd get away with it, and then they'd fucking fight.
Yeah.
So we used to be in one corner each of the room, and we'd like take out the bag, empty it all out, and it'd be like the little bags that you'd keep for.
Oh, they're the best. Oh my God, I'm getting like pangs and nostalgia there. I remember one year I found out when I went to bed that my dad had had some of my sweets. I flipped the entire lid. And every year going forward, then I'd bring my bag up to bed with me. A bag. I mean, a full, deep bag. I was such a greedy little bitch.
See, it's just that one time a year, I'm sure. Well, my family were good, like with us, like we weren't allowed to have sweets all the time. Like we're kind of... In the best way possible. We weren't deprived, but like disciplined with sweets during the week. We'd get like a treat on the weekend, or like we weren't having like jellies and chocolate like Monday to Friday. Mm. Like we did have a little treat, but like not much. So on Halloween, it'd be like the one night, or Christmas actually, or a birthday.
Yeah.
You'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
But same with my dad. You know, my dad still to this day, it's a running joke in the family. He will take my Easter egg, my selection box, and probably half my birthday cake. And I'm like, I'm not going to take the birthday cake to bed, but yeah, I will take my Easter egg and selection box.
I was never into Easter eggs. My mom got that out in the open real quick when I was young. She was like, yeah, the Easter bunny's not real.
Oh, no.
No. She's like, he's not real. We're not doing that.
See, my sister was 7 years younger than us, so we got the privilege of all her excitement, and we knew it wasn't real at one point, and we were still getting
spoiler
this. And
we're alert.
Like, oh, yeah, sorry, spoiler alert. We were still getting the perks, which was great.
Me and David booked the Gravediggers Ghost Bus Tour.
Are you joking me?
But not for Halloween night. We couldn't get a ticket. What?
When did you book for? I come?
The 30th. Yeah.
Next week?
Yeah.
Nessa.
What?
I was literally walking by the other day and there was a stampede of people outside this bus. And I said, Jamie,
You and stampedes.
I know. It's nonstop. A stampede of people. I don't think people won't know why I said stampede. Basically, I was walking here from the gate and a stampede of people walked out, and I thought I had the right way. I clearly didn't. People were like getting ahead of me, so it was a little bit late for the pod. Anyway, I was walking by, there was a stampede of people outside this ghost tour bus, and Jamie was like, no, we don't have time to. I was like, we do have a couple of hours in the evening. Like, I get feral for that stuff. I want to go to Emerald Park to do spook night.
Oh yeah,
would you do that too?
Yeah.
Oh, I love all that stuff.
Yeah, like the bus actually looks...
Are you going to dress up?
Niamh, come on now.
Right.
I have my Hail Mary hat on. I'm like... Oh, you laughed a little too...
Hello.
Yeah.
Sister,
yeah, I'm
going to
do that. Yeah. Hello, ladies. I'm going to do that. It's 2 hours. You start in town and then like you go to like Glasnevin Cemetery and all.
Yeah, it's meant to be brilliant.
Yeah.
But Jamie put like a hard stop to me. He was like, no, 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 don't worry. It's on all year round.
I'm yeah,
like,
but what the fuck? How do you want to go to that in the summer?
Thank you.
Oh, great.
Thank you. This we'll is exactly what I said to him. I was like, this is the time of year you want to be doing this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, like, is that like, meant to make ease your mind?
Yeah, that's what he said. I was like, no, no, no. I want to do it at Halloween.
Why
spooky,
don't you just
spooky.
Do it?
I'm going to record a voice now from the two of us after the pod and we'll try to convince him.
Yeah.
Or else, like, I'm sorry, would you please bring me along on your date?
Sure.
It's not like the first time.
No. Yeah.
I'm like...
Sure, Jay,
I'm
expecting you to be on the bus. Hi.
Here's Niamh, our adopted child.
Yeah, so I'm doing that. I'm very excited.
Oh, nice.
Should be fun. And to get out of watching a horror, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, when I was on Talking Bollocks last week, they had a would you rather question, right?
Oh.
And it was really good. And they were like, well, it was kind of, I don't know actually if it was a would you rather, but basically it was, what Halloween film do you think you'd survive in? Like your best chance of survival?
Oh, The Purge.
Why?
I think I'd just be a good...
Purge?
I'd act like one of the people, so people think I'm going to kill them. I'd be like, don't worry, I'm not going to kill you.
You actually look slow, like a purge person.
They can just turn like...
Like blonde hair, speed. Blue eyes, like all
like,
American.
Hey, hey, boom.
Yeah.
Have you seen the ads for that Terrifier movie?
Yeah, is this Jesus. Jesus.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that looks
bad. It's meant to be... Well, the second one, I believe, was meant to be up there at one of the top scariest films ever made.
Oh,
so
people can say that
people say
everything.
No, but like... The third one looks... One of the main actor actually vomited on set with one of the scenes that had involved rats or something. Will I tell you what happens?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, so basically they finally catch this woman and they actually open her up from like the mouth and all the way inside her belly and out, that they've burrowed a hole for rats to run through.
And see, like, I just think that's just stupid. Like, I just think that's nonsense.
Of course it's nonsense. That's why it's a horror movie.
Yeah, just all that sort of I just wouldn't go for a foolish scene like that.
What would be your top horror movie of choice if you were to tell people now?
For a scare?
Or like, a Halloween, because I don't like horror movies. A Halloween movie. Can't say Hocus Pocus.
Oh my God, you know what me and David watched last year and it was brilliant? Mm. I think it was called Interview with a Vampire. I think that's what it's called. And Tom Cruise is in it. Kirsten Dunst. I think it's her first role. She's really young in it. Like, she's brilliant.
Oh my God, no way. I think this is familiar for me.
I can't remember who the other vampire was. It was someone really famous. But it was so good.
Yeah.
So I would recommend watching that. Or The Conjuring is petrifying.
Yeah, my brother said that was one of the scariest films he's ever watched.
Like, that is bone chilling. And it's based on a true story. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Saying this, me and Calvin were talking about on Talking Bollocks, and I was like, when me and David watched it, we both had to like travel around in a pack in the house that night to like turn all the lights off and everything. We were both in bed. We were like, I can't sleep. We were like 25.
So I still do that with Jamie. Like, we murder each other because sometimes like he'll run up the stairs and he'll leave me, turn off all the lights. Like I've stamped my feet at the end, being like, it's just stamp my feet at the end of the stairs like a toddler, being like, no, come back down. Or then I'll do it on him. I'll be like, bye. And like I'll leg up the stairs and he's like, come back down here.
It's petrifying.
I don't think I have any good horror films. I'm not really a horror film person, but you know, I love from years ago, Halloween Town. A real kids movie.
Oh yeah, I think I remember that.
Actually, I only watched it a couple of years ago and I was like, oh, this is so cute. It was real nostalgia.
Yeah.
Or I actually, recently enough, The Scary Movie was on, you know, like with like Cameron Electra. Remember that era of like, it's like when we were growing up and being able to go to the cinema.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think of any good recommendations. Or What Lies Beneath. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, that's so good.
That's really good.
I like movies like that are like thriller with a story. I hate when they're like, this fucking flesh-eating clown from under your bed. I'm like, oh, good night.
Yeah, fair.
Nonsense.
Yeah, nonsense.
I just want to grow up, all of you. But like something...
Then you would... That's what the terror for is. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Ugh. Just nonsense.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah. See, that's the end of the podcast. Come here to me. I see you are now in your somewhat High Rocks era.
So many people text me like, oh, here we go. And I was like, no, I was actually just doing a class. But it is so Niamh Cullen coded. Like, it's a competitive event and it has a mix of like, so I only did a class and it wasn't even like what they do. Like, it was like it was so funny. People are actually there training for their actual events. So there was like one in Milan and actually Aideen Case.
Yeah.
Her fella, Dave, he's actually so good at like all sports. I don't know how he wasn't an athlete when he was younger. Like, he's just really good at stuff. Mm. He won with his partner in Milan.
I saw that, yeah.
And they're off to Chicago.
Insane.
Yeah, unbelievable, really. But I'm not surprised by him. He's really good at all that stuff. So it's basically like an event. So Hyrax was founded by this Olympian in Germany. I'm not going to pronounce his name. His name's Christian anyway. But it was only found in 2017.
Yeah.
So recent.
It kind of like... It feels like, remember the CrossFit era and that had everyone by the bollocks? And now, is it like, it feels kind of like the CrossFit Open a bit or something? I don't know
what it is though, and I think CrossFit is still huge.
Yeah.
Like, there was an event in my gym where I coached Perpetua and they had like nearly 80 people at this small CrossFit event, and they were all like, people were travelled over from the UK to come to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just feel like CrossFit, I think... When you look at CrossFit, it's all like real heavyweight and like that's where you kind of, correct me, I could be wrong, so for anyone listening, but it's all about like the reps and like you build up the weight and all that kind of thing. Where with Hyrox, it's more achievable for people. Like, it's all, so basically the race starts with a 1 kilometer run. So you can build up a 1 kilometer run, no problem. Like, that's pretty straightforward. And then followed by a functional movement and you repeat it 8 times. So within the functional movements, there could be a ski erg, a sled push, a burpee board, which is really popular in Hyrox, rowing, farmer carries. They're all like stuff that's like quite achievable for people. Where CrossFit, I think some people just aren't genetically strong. Yeah. Like, I mean, you can get strong, you can work really hard. Mm. I just feel like CrossFit's like real strength. And sometimes I find CrossFit a little bit boring.
I loved it. When I did it for a while, I was like, oh my God, I can so see how people get sucked into
it. Yeah.
But like on the outside looking in, it's like, oh, but then once you start doing it, it's... Probably because it's so funny. You're saying you thought it was boring. I was going to say, I feel like it's not boring because it, for me, I thought it wasn't.
Well, like, don't get me wrong. It's not that it's it's just you're doing the same movement on how many reps. Where now I know you repeat this 8 times, but like the exercises, you do different exercises each time, so you're constantly moving and going to different things.
Yeah.
Where like in CrossFit, you're probably doing like I don't know how many reps and the kipping on the bar, and like sometimes that takes a lot of time for people to do, and they're quite hard. And you know, muscle ups and CrossFit. I just feel like CrossFit's amazing.
Really intense.
It's quite intense. Yeah. There's a certain level of, I think, strength and technique and form that you need. Where in HYROX, I just think it's kind of for everyone.
When I joined, I'm not just only come back to now, when I joined that CrossFit gym, you had to nearly do an audition.
Oh, yeah. But that's good. That's a sign of a good gym. Yeah. They see how you move and what you can do. Yeah.
And obviously, I passed, girls. But I was like, does everyone pass? He was like, oh, God, no. He's like, no.
No, yeah.
But I could actually understand why, because you'd nearly be a hazard to yourself.
One.
And the fucking rest of us.
But like with like CrossFit, as I said, like you're lifting heavy weights, you're moving through heavy weights in real quick movements, like snatches. I'm talking gym terms now, but all those things, and you can get injured really quickly. Like even for when I went to a CrossFit gym, they were like, okay, let me see how you move. And it's good that they do that, because if you're trying on the deep end, you can seriously injure yourself and you can be fucked then.
Yeah.
For not months, but like a year. Do you know, you can really damage yourself.
Yeah.
But I do think it's funny. Like, I don't think it's a bit of a trend at the moment. I actually think it's really fun that it's come in and it's like really achievable for just your average person who actually really enjoys the gym.
Yeah.
There's obviously a huge competitive level to it if you want to achieve a certain time. But sometimes people who just like really love the gym like it as a day out. They're like, oh, fuck it. Like,
but like, they're like, when are the events stopping? I feel like every Jesus week someone else has one. I'm like, okay, great. When's this over? Like, so, it's always on my timelines. It's all
the
year.
Yeah. Well, I think they had a bit of a break there. The new season has started now. So Amsterdam was on, Milan was on, and then another one, is it Copenhagen, that's up soon. So I think the new season, so people who are in this are starting to compete for the World Championships in Chicago next year.
Oh. Would you not do it?
I know, it's funny. I feel like I might give it a go in, because you know what? One of my things that I wanted to do during, before COVID and then in COVID, it was like in 2019, coming into 2020, I wanted to train for a triathlon. Mm. But the whole swimming thing scared me so much.
Yeah.
Just because I just don't think I'm a strong swimmer, and then focusing on getting fit in your swimming.
And it's swimming in the sea.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So you can do like a small triathlon, and you do like a 5K run and a 750 meter swim. But 750 meters is still long.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're not a good swimmer.
No, our gym Escape does the HYROX classes. I mean, because like it's the bones of like our workouts all the time anyway.
Yeah,
me and Dave were like, oh my God, I think we'd love to do it just to do it.
Yeah.
You know, just not for like to win it or whatever, lol. But like, it's just a motivational way to kind of keep you accountable in your workouts.
It is. And I think you'd get the best of both worlds, really. Like, you do your strength and then you do your conditioning, which is all like the burpees, and it's good for the old heart, the cardiovascular stuff. And then obviously, like you said, like it's kind of achievable for anyone to kind of do. Like, obviously you have to keep at it, but
it does seem like it's having its moment at the moment.
I know. I feel like it's having its moment in Ireland, the way like Gym Plus Coffee had its moment for ages. Do you know that kind of way?
Oh my God.
Like,
I don't want to cancel myself. No comment.
Just like, yeah. Or did I feel Zumba... like hiking has kind of relaxed a little bit now. Or maybe are
Sorry,
we just...
I went on a little hike on Saturday.
That, honey. I don't know what I'm talking about. I went on a little hike as well recently. But I feel like, are we just immune to those things now? Like, it's you know when me included, started swimming during COVID, like everyone and their mother was in the sea. And now, like, but everyone's just so immune to the sea swimming now. Like, are we just desensitized?
I think life is just one big thing of phases, isn't it? That everyone just goes through phases the whole time.
Yeah. But to answer your question, I think I might attempt a HYROX. But I need to find a partner. Do you want to be my partner?
No way.
No, I think I'd be way too aggressive for you. I'd be like, come on.
Psychotic.
And that's what makes it fun and enjoyable. You also have someone to tag team with. And it's basically, I think that you get it in the best amount of time. So you both do things 8 times. Like, you have to do this whole set of stuff, but you do it together, and then you run together, and you run to like the finish line together, and you finish together, which is actually really fun.
Yeah.
I love a team sport.
Yeah. I'm not going to be your partner.
Okay, that's fine. I'd love to find someone that would be kind of like, because if I'm going to do it, I'm fucking doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, nothing could be harder than Hell Week.
No.
No.
We wouldn't do it, Jamie.
Oh, no, we'd kill each other. No, no, no. No fucking way. We kill each other on a run. We try to go on a romantic run and then...
Murder.
I'm nearly tripping them up. Can't do that now.
Right, if anyone is listening to the podcast wants to be Niamh's partner, she is psychotic.
I'm open for auditions. You have to be sound.
I'm giving you SOS eyes through the podcast.
I'm not that bad, I swear.
No, she's fine.
But there is like a competition coming up in Dublin, I'd say, soon, and they're always like sold out. But you know another thing that seemed to be having a moment?
Go on.
Pilates.
Oh yeah, I know.
Mm.
I again think it's the TikTok girlies.
It is. And like, I feel like sometimes it gets real annoying.
So expensive.
It's so expensive. But you know, like people just think, oh, like do Pilates and I don't know. It's like the clean girl aesthetic.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
And like people position it as if like, oh, you have to look like this to do Pilates. Like you don't. And like Pilates is actually one of like the most amazing workouts that you can do because it's quite low impact, but also works, you're working your body so hard. Like it works all like the smaller muscles and stuff.
You get really strong.
You get really strong from it. You also, it's just like a really good workout because it's low impact. Because sometimes high impact isn't good for people. Like when you're slamming, like you're putting a lot of strain on your muscles. Where with Pilates, you're actually making your little muscles and your stronger muscles to be stronger in a nice, don't get me wrong, it's fucking hard. Especially when you move up the levels in Reformer. Jesus. But it's really good movements and you're not like straining yourself. You know, like the way in gyms, like you see people and they're doing like these squats all wrong and these mad things on like the walk and stepper things.
Yeah.
You ever see people doing that? Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. I'm like, take a break.
Or they're like hip thrust and like a fucking arm press or whatever. And you're like.
Oh, it's just mental. But whatever works for everyone. But I do think Pilates, yeah.
Would you say anyone in Ireland is still doing Zumba? Is there any Zumba?
Happy my mom. I don't know if she is.
It's very like moms on Facebook.
I did a couple of Zumba classes.
Oh, Niamh.
Back in the day. I went with my mom.
Oh,
and like she was chora. Like, living a vida loca, chest press.
Is it not just like salsas?
Oh, there was not, actually, with Zumba, I have to say, there was a lot of different things. So one was like a little bit of a jive. We were bouncing up and down the place. And then I think it was after that I left.
Too weird. It's too weird for me.
But on Zumba though, yeah, like I feel like, but you know what it is? People are still doing Zumba, but it's called something different. So there's this place called Dance Yourself Fit that Jamie's mum goes to. And then his auntie. Do you remember that time we were in Manchester and I saw that gorgeous guy, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
He was a dance teacher.
Yeah.
Sorry. Out of context for people who don't know. But he's like this stunning, gorgeous guy. But he's a dancer. Or sorry, a teacher in Dance Yourself Fit. But Barbara goes every week, she doesn't miss it. But you know when I had, we won't mention the word.
What?
But we're like, with the Monday Club that I had, I did stuff that like moved to the beat. People kind of like that stuff.
Yeah.
I find it a different way of exercising.
Yours was more kind of, even like what you're doing in Perpetua is a little coded of that, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Oh yeah, everything to the
beat. You're not like cha-cha sliding.
Ah, no.
With a dumbbell.
So true.
Okay, for our chronically offline segment this week, I want to talk about Molly May and her new Maybe. It's not a collection. It's Maybe is the clothing brand, right?
Yeah. Maybe is the clothing
Maybe
brand.
Is, yeah, so yeah. It's spelled M-A-E-B-E. Very clever. So yeah, it's getting absolutely dragged online. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
So for anybody who hasn't seen it, basically, she was the kind of creative director of Pretty Little Thing for a while and like everything, I don't know, I think she had a lot of success there with that.
Like fair play.
Yeah, like incredible. I really like Molly May, to be honest.
So do I.
And
devil for her with this though.
Well, maybe they'll take it and apply the feedback. But basically, anyway, she was bringing out this new brand and the whole thing was like a premium price, premium quality. It was like moving away from the kind of Pretty Little Thing feel, which is like obviously very like fast fashion.
Yeah, mass like this, produced.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This feel more curated and all that sort of shite. But like the one thing that's gone viral online is the grey blazer. So it's £140, I think, and it's bobbling completely after one wear. It's like every time, if you type it into TikTok, it'll come up everywhere. So much so, one girl put a thing up, went completely viral. Molly May messaged her to be like, hey, I've seen your feedback or whatever, like, really sorry about that. It shouldn't be like this. Let me send you out another one.
Mm.
But people are saying that she's misled customers because she hasn't put the fabric compositions on it right, which actually is a UK legal requirement. Yeah. So she wasn't disclosing. Basically, if she put all the fabric things up, you would have been able to see it's just like kind of cheap shirt.
Oh my God, Nessa, I didn't know any of this. This is so interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, you're here. So what she did, she didn't put it up until the first drop sold out. And then they went back after it sold out and like updated it. And the stuff would say would have like, has a touch of wool, which, you know what I mean? If you're paying £140 or something, you'd expect it to be like wool and blend, or, you know what I mean? Not like viscose or
and
whatever.
You know what drives me up the walls with that is that she has harped on, don't get me wrong, love Molly May, but on this now, I kind of don't like her for this. She's been on this, I suppose, press tour launching her brand. She's like, this has been 2 years in the making. 2 years where you can't just tell us what is in your clothing.
Right, well, I'm going to devil's advocate that, right? Okay. Right. And I feel that while the quality might be shit and stuff, it is a new business and it's their first drop, okay? And I do feel that people just jump on witch hunts sometimes and it, like, berate people, you know what I mean? And then I feel like it's the same people who'll be like, oh my God, poor Molly May, she broke up with Tommy, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll be like, fuck you,
I know,
for only
just
putting plastic
on the
thing. Like, I think she has, she kind of had a crossroads. Now, this is me speaking on behalf of her, I've never met her. But like, if she could handle this the right way, she could probably get customer loyalty, or it's the customer trust, you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like there's a real lack of trust,
but
there.
I totally agree, and I think she should come out, because I think she would have had so many of the right people behind her launching this brand, from like a PR perspective, from a brand perspective, from everything,
material.
And especially because material, like, she would have. So just to see that kind of be a miss on the quality of what, like, on the what the clothes are made of, I just think that's like a bit of an error. But as you said, it is only your first business, but she should come out now and be like, it is only my first time. There was a small mistake there.
Yeah, be like, we'll
take
the feedback.
Has she not come out with her sister? Have you seen it?
She was like, I'm fuming.
Yeah.
She didn't take me out. She's like, it's so annoying seeing negative feedback when, like, you put your all into it. And I was just like, oh. But I do you know what?
True, because I say, it was, like you said, she probably feels like you're all being so negative about this. I've made a mistake kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm actually going to devil's advocate myself now here, okay?
Wouldn't be like you.
She probably eats stew, Molly May. No. but, like, you can't take it so personal. If people are coming with feedback on your product and your product is falling in some area, stop going like, I've put my heart and soul, fix it.
Yeah,
there's obviously an issue.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Like, you have a duty of care if you're providing a product or whatever.
Let's open up to the listeners, what do you think?
Should she fix the bobble blazer or at least rename it to bobble blazer?
It's such an interesting thing. Like, you think, because she's so nice, I actually find her lovely online. I think she's like quite endearing in some of her YouTubes, but I don't know. I think the best thing she should do is just own it and then come back with a better product for.
Yeah, people rate, like, because nobody's perfect and businesses are going to make mistakes, I think, if you, it's how you handle it or whatever.
Totally. I think people rate, like, vulnerability with it as well. Be like, look, this is my first time launching a brand.
I'd be like, here,
give me a break.
A breakup. Sorry, I missed the bobble blazer.
Yeah.
I'd be leaning all in on the breakup. Get me out of jail.
Get me out of jail, please.
Yeah, that's what's been clogging up my timeline.
You know, it's been fucking clogging up my timeline, and I'm sick of getting ads for them. Barbie this, Barbie that. Now, don't get me wrong, I have one and I love it so much. I use it to fill it up twice a day. But
swipe up for discounts.
Swipe up for discounts. No, no, no. This isn't an ad. It's more of a
rant.
Rant. The Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
Right? I'm getting an ad for them every second on TikTok and on Instagram. I already have one. Fuck off. I don't need a new one. And I don't want a Barbie one either.
Like,
well, maybe I would.
Not gone. Was that not last summer?
Barbie's always been a bit of a thing. I remember Bershka did like a Barbie collaboration a couple of years back before Barbie movie was out.
Yeah.
I only know that because I bought the top. But do you know what it is for me? It's the Stanley gadgets.
Yeah, yeah, the upsells.
No, it's so there's so many variations of them as well. So let's go to the rotten ones that I think are like, why would you fucking bother? So it's like this tray that sits on top of a Stanley, and there's like four or five compartments depending on what one you have. And someone puts their cheeseburger in, McDonald's. Someone puts their salted chips. Then puts their chicken nuggets on the other side.
Pack for animals.
Yeah. And then you know what I saw one person do? Open up their sauce and put it into like the tray. Then it gets worse. They open it up. Now, what I do, this probably would put their like soft drink then in the middle of it. Takes it out of the cup that they got it in and pour it in.
Like, at what point would you not be like, I'll just sit at a table? Do you know what I mean?
I know.
And have my food. All these fucking contraptions and gadgets. And the thing, the Stanleys always gave me the ick, the size of them. I'm sorry, they're like the size of your leg. They're huge. No,
but you know what just got it for me then the other day? Some girl put it up. She got a crossbody bag for it.
Yeah.
So it sits in this crossbody thing. And then she's four different gadgets that go on the crossbody bag. So her AirPods fit in one. Right, then she has her hand sanitizer. By the way, they all fit in a Ziploc pack. They're not all fitting into one large one. There's all like individual ones.
So like hanging off the cup.
They're hanging off the cup. Like, it's just fucking mental. But what got me was, so the hand sanitizer, yeah, I get that. AirPods, yeah, I get that. There was a compartment for like lip balm. But then there was like this little thing that latched onto like the handle. It was like a hook, a keyring hook. You flicked it open and she put in her fucking aspirin. I was like,
so it's like a handbag.
Would you please give me a break? I was like, are you joking me?
Please give me a break.
Like flicking open the thing for aspirin. Now if it was a Solpadeine, I'd be like,
easy access.
Yeah,
she's lost. Like, people need to keep just perspective here. It's a water cup.
It's a water cup.
It's not a handbag.
But a crossbody compartment that will and.
Yeah, no.
So I don't know what was worse, the McDonald's or the fucking aspirin on the
bag. It's the bag. It's the bag. It's just the odds to pick.
But then, like, I thought one was actually kind of nice. Oh, no, did I? I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to, like, I don't know. But one had, like, a real kind of healthy version. One had, like, carrot sticks in the little tray.
And it's like, a fucking sip cup. Like, I know. It's not a desk or chair. You know, or not a chair, but a table.
I was with Louise Cooney before recording this podcast and I was telling her about the Stanley Cups. Just, it was in my mind, obviously. Wanted to share it with you all too. Yeah. And she was like, oh, Niamh, I use my Stanley Cup for two things, for drinking and for putting our ice cream in. Because it's a proper tub of ice cream.
Oh, but like that's, no, but that's fit. Clever. That's a hack.
No, Nessa.
Okay, sorry. Tell people what it is.
So people take off the lid and put their ice cream in it.
Like the Ben and Jerry's.
I suppose, so it doesn't keep it cold.
Take it out of the freezer if you want to. If you're having Ben and Jerry's, right, and you put it in the Stanley and it keeps it cool. That's ingenious.
Ah, sorry. Yeah.
No, that's,
that makes sense.
That's functional.
Sorry, that I didn't get the whole keep it cool part.
Yeah.
I take
that's
that
literally what it's for.
Like, I take it back.
Yeah.
I fully laughed in Louise's face. So I'm going to have to apologise to her the next time I see her. So that was my chronically on offline online is the fucking Stanley Cups and the gadgets that come with them. But I have my Stanley Cup and I like it, but not the gadgets.
Just for a drink, like.
Oh, no.
But they're huge as well.
I don't know.
They're
they're
a nightmare.
Honestly, it's like carrying around a 5 kilo weight.
Yeah.
I have Lulu in one arm and the fucking Stanley in the other.
No.
And not a toned arm to my name.
No, you deserve it.
So if you have any everyday annoyances or anything that's bothering you so much, please let us know because we always love to hear from you. And you can get in touch with us via DM. Nesha usually replies, not me. She always gets there before me.
Yeah.
But you can DM us on Unveiled Pod on Instagram or you can get in touch at email. Sorry.
At email.
Or you can get in touch via our email, which is unveiled@gonoutnow.com. We love you. Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.